Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Tuesday, January 27th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Governor Gavin Newsom sent his proposed budget to the state legislature earlier this month.
The governor's office and the legislature are going to be, no doubt, wrangling, in some cases, probably fiercely, over some of the aspects of the budget.
Some of that will center on how the state plans to fund Medi-Cal and CalFresh after big changes from the federal government. We will learn more in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Governor Gavin Newsom has responded to the fatal shooting of a second person protesting immigration enforcement in Minneapolis this weekend. Newsom is putting pressure on Congress to add more checks and balances on federal immigration operations. Immigration agents have been conducting operations in the Minneapolis area, which has drawn strong pushback from residents there. The U.S. Senate is set to vote on new funding for ICE and Border Patrol after the House passed a bill last week. 120 people were arrested last week throughout California as part of a statewide crackdown on human trafficking. Most of the arrests were in San Diego County, a major hub for the crime. Summer Steffen is the county's district attorney.
Our officers, in less than 1 week, working around the clock and arresting and citing 105 people who thought that they were going to go out and buy a human being like they're a hamburger or a slice of pizza.
Arrests were also made in Tulare, Fresno, and Sacramento counties as part of an operation called Stand on Demand. The goal is to go after sex buyers, arrest traffickers, and help the victims. Of the people arrested, 87 were for loitering, 25 for solicitation, and 8 for pimping and pandering. The operation included surveillance and deployment of undercover officers. State wildlife officials made another kind of trafficking bust in Fresno this month. KVPR's Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado reports the trafficked items were illegal animal products.
Earlier this month, wildlife officials intercepted a shipment from Thailand that was destined for Fresno. In it, officials with the Department of Fish and Wildlife found elephant trunks and ivory belonging to poached Asian elephants. The discovery was part of a larger animal trafficking bust, in which the officials uncovered illegal rhino horns, walrus tusks, and turtle shells. Three people are facing charges of wildlife trafficking tied to this investigation. California is a major hub for international trade due to its large population. This year also marks the 10th anniversary of a state law that sought to ban the sale of ivory in the state. For KVPR News, I'm Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado.
Since the COVID-19 pandemic, hospitals have struggled to meet a critical nursing shortage. KVPR's Israel Cardona Hernandez reports on a new nursing training program at a Visalia hospital.
In 2021, Kaweah Health reported that 25% of its nursing positions were vacant. So the hospital formulates a partnership with a nursing college to address the problem. Now, nursing students at Unitech College can work at Kaweah Health while they learn.
Congratulations, class of 2026.
And last week, a dozen new nurses officially graduating from the program with Unitech College at a special ceremony. It was led by Interim Chief Nursing Officer Scott Baker.
Welcome to the family. Come on board. We're going to train you. We're going to take care of you. We're going to love you.
Chief Human Resources Officer Diane Cox says the nursing shortage has already decreased drastically.
Today, it is 7%. 70 vacancies of registered nurses and about 1,000 direct patient care registered nurses.
Hospital leaders call this first graduating class of nurses from the partnership a turning point. For KVPR News, I am Israel Cardona Hernandez.
A Bay Area news outlet reports that Yosemite National Park is experiencing a housing shakeup. Aramark is the concessionaire that operates lodging facilities inside the park. And the SF Gate reports that the company recently notified employees about a new so-called housing license agreement. That agreement includes strict rules like keeping living spaces free of dirt and free of modifications. The document reviewed by SFGate states that Aramark has the right to revoke occupancy rights at any time if the rules are violated. Park workers who spoke anonymously to the news outlet say that the changes put their housing stability in jeopardy.
If you start your day with Central Valley Daily and are looking for a companion program in the afternoon, there's All Things Considered. Hi, I'm Sarith Hawk. Each weekday afternoon, I'm on KVPR's broadcast, bringing you the day's local and national news. Join me for All Things Considered, weekdays from 3:30 to 6 on KVPR. You can also stream us online at kvpr.org, through your smart speaker, and on the KVPR app.
And now to our main story. The healthcare industry has been at an inflection point in the last year. Costs have skyrocketed since the pandemic, while the Trump administration has slashed healthcare funding. That has left states to foot the bill if they want to keep the same level of care. And that's particularly burdensome in the handful of states that offer healthcare and nutrition assistance to residents regardless of their legal status, like California. And new changes means that those residents without legal status could feel the cuts most acutely. To understand why, today I'm speaking with Tim Sheehan. He's a health reporting fellow with The Intersection, a health news website from our partner, the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. Tim joined me in the studio to break down how California is adjusting its budget to address this funding shortfall, especially with its CalFresh and Medi-Cal programs. I asked Tim to start by explaining the impacts to Medi-Cal.
The biggest part of it is because of the federal restrictions on Medi-Cal and wanting to shift some of the administrative burden from the federal government to the state to reduce the federal cost. Of course, there were also packages or components of the Big Beautiful Bill that was passed last July that also sought to solidify barriers for undocumented immigrants to receive benefits, any federal benefits, which was already the case. But because of the federal reductions in Medicare, California's version, Medi-Cal, is also having to find itself scaling back. And in terms of how many people that's going to impact, a number of years ago, California had expanded its eligibility for Medi-Cal to include people regardless of their immigration status. So the number of people in the San Joaquin Valley who were enrolled in Medi-Cal under that expansion plan was about 327,000 in the eight counties from Stockton down through Bakersfield. So it's a substantial number of people who are being affected by these reductions that the state is making to its Medi-Cal program.
In addition to budget cuts, President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act imposes new rules on Medicaid and Medi-Cal recipients, such as work requirements. Mm-hmm. So how would those work requirements actually work?
Well, anybody who is between the ages of 19 and 64 who is enrolled in Medi-Cal will need to work at least 80 hours of work or community service each month to be eligible to receive benefits. Unless you are a parent of a child or if you are medically or physically unable to work. So there are some limitations there. Other pieces of it require recertification of your eligibility every 6 months instead of every year. The federal government is also cutting back on its matching amount for limited scope care. If you're enrolled in Medi-Cal, you have full scope coverage, which means, you know, just about everything that regular insurance would cover. Limited scope would cover only emergency care. It doesn't cover a lot of the routine things or a lot of the things that people would normally rely on health insurance for. And these changes, along with things that the state is doing, are already starting to kick in. In January of 2026, this month, the state stopped taking new enrollments for Medi-Cal from people with what the state is referring to as unsatisfactory immigration status or undocumented people. So they are no longer allowed to enroll in Medi-Cal. The state is also going to be reducing benefits for people who are in Medi-Cal for dental coverage and things like that starting in July of 2026. So altogether, those are measures that are being taken to try to reduce the state's burden.
Another change in the healthcare landscape in California is that people without legal status will no longer have access to this public health insurance, at least no new recipients, as we sort of discussed. They represent a small number of recipients when you consider the overall picture, but despite being a small number, offering healthcare to people without legal status has been a big debate. How is California changing its rules around healthcare to those without legal status? And do any other states offer this? I mean, I think that's been top of mind for a lot of people.
Sure. There are a number of states that, as part of expansion of Medicaid coverage during the Biden administration, as part of the pandemic expansions, states were allowed to expand who they wished to cover. California is one of the states that opted to provide care or offer Medi-Cal to anybody regardless of their immigration status, their documented or undocumented status, using state-only funds. They can't use federal funds for the undocumented, but they can use state funds, which is what they've been doing. And that's some of those numbers that we talked about a little while ago. The 327,000 is part of that expansion number that we're allowed, that the state was using state money for.
Okay, quickly, I want to talk about CalFresh. I understand that this food aid program is also bracing for cuts this year.
Yes, it is. The federal government is scaling back on Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is known as CalFresh here in California. And in so doing, part of what the state is having to do is pick up more of the administrative costs and also trying to see what they can maintain in terms of the amount of benefits for families. But as the federal government cuts back on SNAP, implementing some of the same work requirements for SNAP as they are for Medi-Cal or Medicaid, there is an expectation that the paperwork and the hoops that people will have to jump through to be certified for benefits will simply cause people to drop off the rolls. And that's where some of the money is expecting to be saved, is people simply falling away from the program.
De-incentivizing them.
Exactly.
So I want to look at the timeline now of these changes coming to Medi-Cal and CalFresh, because it's January now. Where does this budget proposal go from here and the subsequent impacts to these programs kind of rolling out?
Sure. Well, some of the changes that are being made in terms of California's scaling back its coverage for undocumented were part of the budget that was approved in the summer of 2025.
Okay.
And that called for the limitation on new Medi-Cal enrollments starting this month, January 2026. The limitation on full scope Medi-Cal, including dental, for undocumented people kicks in July of 2026. This budget that was proposed by Governor Newsom this month is kind of a first step in the whole budget process. The governor's office and the legislature are going to be no doubt wrangling, in some cases probably fiercely, over some of the aspects of the budget. There will be a May revise where the governor kind of tweaks the plans and lays out, here's what we think now that we have a better idea of what our revenues are going to be and maybe a better idea of what the expenses are going to be. So here's what we've got now for the legislature to consider in June. The new budget itself would take effect July 1.
Tim Sheehan, Health Reporting Fellow with The Intersection and the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. Thank you so much for helping us understand this a little better.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.